Will you be missing after a couple of years' absence? Thank you for your prayers, too. I had lymphoma and had six for chemotherapy treatments, so thank the Lord it's in remission. In Revelation chapter 1, just to introduce the subject, verse 9 and 10. Revelation chapter 1, verse 9. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle of, that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now verse 10, I'll read in the Darby translation. I became in the Spirit on the Lord's day, just that much. So John became in the Spirit on the Lord's day, the first day of the week. But my question tonight is, how can we, as believers here in 2010, become in the Spirit in view of the Lord's day? It'd be good to be in the Spirit every day. We know we're not. We have the Spirit. I'm not talking about having the Spirit. Every believer has the Holy Spirit indwelling him. But how can we become in the Spirit on the Lord's day, the first day that we come, and make some suggestions tonight how that can happen? The first verse, if we can help us to become in the Spirit, is in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. Second Corinthians 3:18, but we all, looking on the glory of the Lord with unveiled face, are transformed according to the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Lord the Spirit. So if we're occupied with that lovely man in the glory, we'll be more apt to be in the Spirit on the first day of the week. He has an unveiled face. Now Moses, when he came down from the mountain, he saw the back parts of God and his face shone. They said, "Oh Moses, cover your face." He had to veil his face. But the Lord Jesus in heaven, seated on the throne of God, has an unveiled face. And if we're occupied with that lovely man there in glory, we'll be more apt to be in the Spirit on the Lord's day, the first day of the week. In fact, we'll be changed. The word metamorphosis is used here. So if we're occupied with Christ in the glory, we will be changed. And God's full thought for his people is the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when he met Mary Magdalene in his resurrection, he didn't say, "Go tell my brethren I'm risen." He said, "You go tell my brethren I ascend to my Father, your Father, my God, and your God." So the ascension of Christ is God's full thoughts for his assembly and for his beloved people down here upon earth. Because the ascension of Christ is the gift of the Holy Spirit. The ascension of Christ are gifts to the assembly. So how wonderful to be occupied with that lovely man, to be changed. You want to be changed? Get occupied with that glorious man up there. He is filling all heaven. When he was down here, he filled. He thrilled. He delighted. He satisfied God the Father's heart. He glorified him upon the earth. But now he's filling all heaven. And if we're occupied with that lovely man up there, we shall be in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, the first day of the week. That's just one suggestion. The second suggestion is in 1 Corinthians 5. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7 and 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, the latter part of verse 7. For even Christ our Passover is crucified for us? No, that has to do with the world. He was sacrificed for us. Christ sacrificed his life for the assembly there upon the cross of Calvary. So we want to be in the body of the Passover before we come to meeting. But not only that, we're to eat the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Not a fast, but keep the feast with an not with old leaven that characterized the unsaved days. Neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. So before we come to the breaking of the bread, we should be in the valley of the Passover. Because God says, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. The Passover is held at home, not at the meeting hall. So all during the week, we're in the valley of the Passover, Christ our Passover sacrifice for us, and we're eating the Feast of Unleavened Bread. See, the Lord Jesus says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Well, we're not cannibals, but we're to assimilate and appropriate Christ. Observe the Passover. Even the Lord Jesus in Luke 22, he observed the Passover in preparation of the Lord's Supper. And not only that, he calls them one and the same. Look at Luke 22. Luke 22, please. Verse 1 and verse 7. Verse 1, now the Feast of Unleavened Bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. Verse 7, then came the day of unleavened bread, which when the Passover must be killed. Now we know the Passover was on the 14th day of April, and the next 7 days was the Feast of Unleavened Bread. But they're so close related, the Lord Jesus calls them one in the same. So before I come to my meeting on the Lord's Day for the breaking of the bread, I'm to be in the body of the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And that'll help me to be in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. You say, how do you know that? Go to Acts 20, verse 6.